Well, we have to understand that violent behavior doesn't come out of the blue. The kind of behavior that we're seeing in society now is something that has been programmed over centuries and over lifetimes. So that any change we want to make is going to require an intervention at an early stage and a comprehensive and coordinated change process across the life cycle. So if we want to change boys' behavior, it doesn't start when they're boys. It starts when we introduce interventions that facilitate parenting, interventions that change the institutions and systems that are going to influence the boys as they move from toddlerhood through primary, high school, into young adults. Any change process, therefore, has to be coordinated, collaborative, and strategic. And I think one of the challenges we face is that there is not an appropriate analysis being done on how the minds of boys evolve through their stages of development, who the influentials are, how to influence the influentials, whether it's parents, peers, or institutions, and then actually providing support for the boys and young men so that they learn healthier coping mechanisms when their emotions are not being regulated, which happens very often, obviously, for all of us, and particularly at the early age. So any intervention really has to be comprehensive, and I think that's one of the things that we're missing. We don't have an appropriate theory of change that focuses on behavior change. And that behavior, as I said, would include not just the boys and young men, but the people interacting with them, the parents, the peers, the teachers, the faith leaders, the social media folk, etc. Has to be a comprehensive and strategic plan.